Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Did you ever plant something but didn't get to see whether it grew or not? Several years ago, I planted a garden. Then I moved to another city. I never found out whether the new residents kept up the garden, whether they watered and weeded the tomatoes, potatoes, carrots, and melons. Do you ever wonder whether your witnessing for Jesus bears fruit? What happened with that neighbor who came to church a few times before moving away? Did she look up the name of the church you gave her? Did she follow through on her promise to take the pastor's instruction class? There are many times in life when we don't get to see the results of our witness about the good news of salvation. That fact shouldn't bother us, though. It didn't bother Paul. He had come to Corinth on his second missionary journey to preach the gospel. Luke tells us that he stayed for 18 months, and many were brought to faith. After he left, a man named Apollos became the leader of the church. But the congregation split into factions. Some favored Paul. Others said they were followers of Apollos. Paul attempted to bring those groups together. He pointed out that Apollos and he were merely servants of God. Both were doing the same work. Both were spreading the seed of the gospel, one planting, the other watering. Any and all blessings were strictly God's. He alone was responsible for people coming to faith. So it is in our witnessing. We talk to our friends and coworkers. We take them to a Bible class offered at church. We bring them to worship. That's planting the seed. That's letting the Word have a chance to take root in their hearts. Someone else may water the seed by teaching that new Christian. Finally, we pray that God will cause the seed to grow. Dearest Jesus, give me eyes and ears of faith to trust that your word is at work creating a harvest for you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.